I want to introduce you to a lady called Faggy.
We took out loans. I was in £65,000 debt and it felt like a chain around my neck. I cut massive corners, I took on more work, and I paid back that debt in 2.5 years. With my children, I don't want them to ever go through this horrible feeling of bad debt like I did.
Now, when I first met Faggy, I thought she was a little bit crazy. She's got severe ADHD, diagnosed off the spectrum.
I was a ADHD coach. Then one day it dawned on me, you haven't built a business. You've made a job for yourself.
So now you're in the academy.
I wanted to follow a clear path that would help me secure my own financial freedom. In my mind, I knew it's right. My heart, I was terrified.
You really overcame some fears there, didn't you?
It took me 6 weeks and I found two really good deals. I put in two offers. I remember calling up and saying, Sue, is it a good deal? Was I mad? 52,000, a good deal. I'll never find that again. I'm going to be able to pull out 67,500.
She has absolutely smashed it. She's like a dog with a bone. And if you've ever struggled with ADHD, dyslexia, or anything like that, guess what? You absolutely can be successful. You can turn that into your superpower. If you failed in school, it doesn't matter. You can win in property.
I see things differently. So therefore, I do things differently. I've got a very good power team, lady builder, lady painter. I'll find money. And if I don't find it, I'll sell it as a deal or I don't know what I'll do. Just get on with it. And I can see now what I'm doing. I'm raising the standard in Burnley.
So listen, enjoy, study this one, and I can't wait to read the comments.
Hello and welcome to Samuel Leeds Success Stories. I'm your host, Patricia Masuda, and today we are sitting with my very good friend, Faggy Lieberman. Welcome, Faggy.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. So thank you for driving all the way down from Manchester. You're a regular at all of the events, and we're so happy to have you as part of the community. So let's get started. I heard you speak, you were a spotlight speaker in Bournemouth, what, 2 months ago, I think?
Yeah, in May.
In May. And I think that's the first time I really sat down and heard your full story, and I was so, so inspired. So before we get into this property that you've just launched, your first investment property, what were you doing before the academy? Were you already in property?
Nope. I was a mum. I've got 5 children. Mm-hmm. I'm married, and I've got 4 grandchildren. 2 more on the way this year. I was a ADHD coach. Uh-huh. I'm an author. I wrote 3 books on the topic. Not the usual ADHD stuff that's in the books. This is my own
creative take.
And they're really successful. Mm-hmm. I made 15 online courses, 11,500 students. And I had worked really hard to build up a business.
Amazing.
And I was really proud of it because I was helping so many people. Then one day it dawned on me, Faggy, you haven't built a business. You've made a job for yourself.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? And if I don't rock up to coach the clients, I don't get paid.
Right.
Well, not happy about that. So that's when I found Samuel Leeds in a nutshell.
And so how did that happen?
Okay, so around COVID time, we had to do some work on the house because at the time we had 5 children at home, mm-hmm. and they all had to have more space.
Yeah.
So we just had a couple plans, but the house hasn't been really touched since it was built in the early 1900s. And the walls came crumbling down.
Oh,
and
no.
We had to do more and more and more. And we thought, let's do it now while we're doing it.
Yeah.
We took out loans. We maxed out all our savings, mm-hmm. gone. And then by the end of it all, once the dust has settled, I was in £65,000 debt.
Oh, wow. And that's because you've invested in making your house bigger for your growing family. Okay.
Yeah. And I was not a happy bunny at all.
No. Did you have a mortgage on your house?
No.
Mortgage free. So very traditional, right?
Yeah.
You paid off your mortgage. You worked hard. You add extensions, was it?
Yeah.
Extensions, more bedrooms for a bigger house. Did you not realize that you were investing in the capital equity?
Yeah, but you can't eat bricks.
You can't eat bricks. No. All right. So you're in 65K debt. And then what do you do?
Then I also realized that I had built a job, not a business.
Right.
And I realized, because I didn't, because I left it to my husband to get the loans and all that. And some of them were like 5 years. You have to pay them back in 5. That's a long time.
Mm.
And I was not happy. It was bad debt and it felt like a chain around my neck. Mm. Didn't like it. And I took over the finances, cut massive corners. I went to the food bank. I still go to their food bank, mm-hmm. the Jewish food bank. I still mm-hmm. go every week.
Mm-hmm.
My husband now goes for me. But when I first went, he said, "What on earth are you up to?" I said, "Well, my dear husband, people don't die because they have no food. They die from pride."
Mm, wow.
And I cut massive corners. I took on more work and I paid back that debt in 2.5 years.
Good for you, Peggy.
God just sent the money. I can't tell you. I don't know how I did it. God sent clients. God sent the money. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was, that it felt like such a chain around my neck, this bad debt. I thought that by the time I would reach my 40s, yeah, we'll have a mansion somewhere in Spain. We'll be all, nah, nothing. And I thought, well, with my children, I don't want them to ever go through this horrible feeling of bad debt like I did.
Yeah.
And if I don't bring in another source of income, it's going to happen again. So I did a money energy course. You know, one of these money, how do you call it? Money growing course, like money mindset courses.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady mentioned a book. I'm sure you heard about it. Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Classic. I featured that book in one of the book clubs.
Yes, I know. I know. I missed that session. And I read it and I liked it. And then I bought the next book. And over 2 months, I bought every one of his books, the cartoon one as well.
Oh.
And I left it lying around my house. My kids thought I'd gone mad. What am I talking about? And after about 2-3 months, I said, okay, what have I done now? Nothing. Why? Because the books are good, but the guy hasn't got a path that I can follow in England. Very nice. Assets, all that. But what? How do you do it? So one day I was just walking around my house and I just said to him, you know, God, can you help me find the English version of Rich Dad, Poor Dad? There must be someone out there. And that same evening, I went on my desktop and I just typed up, I don't know what I typed up anymore, but Samuel Leeds popped up and I looked at his YouTube channel. I said, hey, I'm Samuel Leeds. Oh, this is a cool guy. And then I just watched a bit. I said, God, this is a bit too good to be true. You know, it's too quick. What's the catch? So for 2 weeks, I deep dived into his books, the YouTube channel. What fault can I find? None. Okay, this is good stuff. Let me pop down to the crash course, which mm-hmm. was local, okay, Manchester. And I could only attend half day because it was in the winter time. And I could only, it was on a Friday. And I had to leave early for the Sabbath, okay, Jewish Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stand up, huge room full of people and
hundreds
leave
of people.
And leave about 1 o'clock.
Oh,
leave
no.
And just go out because I have the Sabbath, I have to go.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, it was worth it just coming for a few hours. You know, people say, oh, I can't attend the whole day. So what? It was fine. I thought, okay. And then the next week I signed up.
Wow.
But I was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I knew it's right. The logic was right. My heart, I was terrified. And I let my mind lead. And I'm glad I did.
Good. Yeah, you really overcame some fears there, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So now you're in the academy. And did the money come pouring in immediately?
No, in no. flashing lights. Nope.
So how was your experience? Did it meet your expectations? What did you want from Samuel? Why did you join?
I joined because I wanted to follow a clear path that would help me secure my own financial freedom first. Okay, mm-hmm. me first, then my husband and my children.
Okay.
Okay, so how old am I now? 47. I just wanted, you know, I just wanted to have my own financial independence. So I had my business, but I wanted something more. You know?
Yeah. What more did you want?
Financial freedom. Never having to worry that I'll have that huge bad debt. Not the good debt, the mm-hmm. bad debt mm-hmm. again.
So what is that more specifically to you? I think it's different for everybody.
It means not having to worry that, oh, so now I'm busy with a bunch of work. you know, clients. But then once they finish, I have to find more. Mm-hmm. And I have to find more. I have to find more. And I have to always rock up. Mm-hmm. Having that freedom to have the passive income
yes.
coming in. And not having to worry about turning up to a job.
Yep. That the machine keeps running with or without you.
Exactly. Although I do love what I'm doing and I know that I'm changing lives. Mm-hmm. So I don't really ever want to stop being an ADHD coach. Mm-hmm. But not having the pressure, you know?
Yeah. Okay, great. So now you're in the academy. What kind of strategies did you start off with? What were you doing?
Oh, I was not focused when I first started, of course, ADHD style. I mean, I'm sure you can hear by now, I have got ADHD. My husband has, my five children, we all have ADHD. All have and still have our struggles, as I shared with you earlier on, mm-hmm. privately. So I don't know what I was thinking by thinking that I want to do all these rent-to-rents and these BRRs. I don't know what I was thinking. You know, like, okay. So that first year, I did a lot of different methods, as many people do, mm-hmm. okay, when they first joined Samuel Leeds. I first looked for rent-to-rents in my area, and I still remember pushing the door open to the agents, feeling so terrified, looking in at the window. If it was an agency with loads of people, I would just bypass and go to the next one. It's more quieter. Pushing the door and saying, "Hi, I'm Fagi. I, you know, that whole spiel that I say about rent to rents and, you know, oh, I remember and going, crying my eyes out in the car when I was driving to the viewing. Like, what am I doing here? What am I doing? It was such a different, it's a whole different world. Yeah. That people don't realize you learn a different language. You know, we talk English, but all these different property words I had to learn.
It is a new language, isn't it?
It's a new language. Hello.
Yeah, words we've never used in our vocabulary. Exactly.
It took, and then like the first few times, definitely crying in the car. What am I doing here? But I want to pay back that debt. Yeah. I'm paying back that debt and my children will never have bad debt again. I am doing it, girl. Get on with it. The first year I did a bit of rent to rents. Then I deal selling. Then I did BRRs. I don't know, it didn't really work out. I think it was a lot in my head, huge amount in my head, because it's hard to midlife change careers and take on something new. Didn't have much time because I had my family, I had my business. My family all thought I was crackers, like, mum has jumped off the cliff, really, this time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought I'm mad, like, what are you doing?
Well, was this different for your personality to jump into something like property or?
No, it wasn't. Because I am a leader, a pioneer. Mm-hmm. I think differently. Samuel called me unhinged last week on the mastermind.
Did he?
Yeah. He said, "Peggy, you're a bit unhinged." I said, "Thank you. I see that as a compliment."
It is.
I see things differently.
Yeah.
So therefore, I do things differently.
Yeah.
And I am one of the very, very few women who are open to taking different actions because I see things differently in the hope, please God, which I can see it's happening, that I will be able to live a different life to the women around me. So it's hard in the beginning, but all of you were brilliant. The mentors are, I can't thank you enough.
So you tried different strategies and then you thought, okay, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to do something now that Samuel told me. I love this story. Can you share it with everybody?
Okay. So let me tell you about the one deal that I found in that first year.
Yeah.
It still hurts me that I didn't take on the deal. I found it, I was 6 months in and I was at one of the live trainings and I was doing Samuel's homework, you know, that you have to look for a deal. Mm-hmm. And I had saved a lot of old houses on Rightmove for sale. I saved them and then I go back to them in about 2 months later. And this house was still for sale.
Mm.
It was 130,000 in Bury. It was a big house.
Mm-hmm.
Three big double beds that you can turn into four bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Sue about it and she goes, "Yeah, it's a good deal." It was really about 50K below market value. I thought, what's the catch? I asked the agent. He says, "There's no catch. It's just that it hasn't sold because you know, everyone thinks there's a catch." So Sue actually wanted the deal.
She wanted it for herself.
Yep. She asked me about
I don't think I've ever heard of Sue saying she wants a deal. That's got to be a really good deal.
In the end, I sold the deal because I couldn't get the money together.
Okay.
I remember crying my eyes out, literally crying. I want that deal. But if God wants me to have that house, I'll have it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want me, I won't have it.
And you'll sell it.
Yes. I sold it to a family member who, in the end, didn't want the deal. 2 months later, she asked for a refund. And I had the, and I was crying, I was really upset. Like, God, I'm trying so hard.
Yeah.
My one deal I sold,
yeah.
$3,000 in the bank, I have to give it back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Then I sold the deal to another person who was more, who knew more about the, you know, property world, and he can't stop thanking me. Oh. Brilliant deal. So that first year, you can say I made money, I didn't make money, call it what you like, but he only paid me when he actually bought the house next year in March.
So you got a happy investor.
Yeah.
They bought this house that they still have and they're making some good money from it.
He sold it for a bomb of money.
Oh.
He made 60 grand on it.
Wow.
I wouldn't have sold it, but I got the training. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the beauty about the training, right? We're going to go out there. We're going to find all of these great deals. Some of them are going to be for us. Some of them are not. And if you can package and sell it up and give somebody else that opportunity to make a small fortune.
Yeah.
And you're part of that story for that investor. So good for you. You should feel very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. And so, well, what deal did you get? Tell me about the deal that you got.
Okay, the deal I got. So I joined in the end of, which month was it? January 23. So the first deal went over the line, let's say, I don't know, when was it now? September-ish, okay? And then I had to give a refund and all that stuff. Then nothing doing, quiet. Then when was it now? On one of the Monday night masterminds, November time, Samuel started banging on about, you have to go to Burnley to buy some houses because they're cheap.
Burnley.
Mm-hmm. And that first year, I had not ventured further than my local Manchester because I was scared of motorways. Been driving for about 20 years, not gone on motorways, maybe a handful.
Why is that?
Just a fear I had.
Okay.
Fear. And also, I've got dyspraxia. So my feeling of, how do you want to call it, balance is a bit not quite. So when I go fast and I go around bends, I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I'm turning over.
Wow.
Really?
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I said, you know what, Fergie? You don't want your family to ever have to go through what you went through. And you've been here for a year. You've put in the money and the time. You have to go to Burnley. And I was the only one in the academy who listened to Samuel. I started going to Burnley twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I don't care if I die while I'm doing it, but I have to push through a fear. I remember the first time I went on the motorway, I thought I'm not going to come back. It was that bad. It's out in there, but it was really, then you see, I'm still here to tell the tale. I popped into all the agents, 8 on 1 street. And then I found 2 that I got on, you know, more with, that sort of had a bit of a, you know, rapport. And then I started to go and view houses. That was, when was it now? Yeah, it took me 6 weeks and I found 2 really good deals. This was a time when it was a buyer's market, remember?
Mm.
And I was on the phone to Sue the whole time with numbers and all that. Also, I have something called dyscalculia.
Oh, my lanta.
which is the numbers form of dyslexia.
Okay.
So when I read numbers, they jump.
Okay.
And I don't understand them. I can misread them. It's hard. It's hard to work out the numbers.
Okay.
Okay. Property numbers. The number of times I booked a call with Sue or any of the other mentors, and can you help me work out the numbers, please? I was so ashamed. Thinking you can't work out simple numbers. But my brain works that it has to be practical. So the house, even though I had gone to see it, it wasn't practical. I couldn't picture it. That I couldn't really builder's numbers and builder's quotes. I didn't understand stamp duty. What's that? And you know, what is it? I didn't understand it. And I said to Sue, you know what? I have to go and buy one house and then I'll get it. And I'm right.
Great.
So there were 2 offers. I put in 2 offers, 2 houses on the same street.
Mm-hmm.
I remember calling up and saying, Sue, is it a good deal? Was I mad? 52,000, a good deal. I'll never find that again.
52,000?
Yep.
For what can you buy for 52,000?
Nothing. Yeah. Okay. 2 up, 2 down house in Burnley.
Wow. I can't believe you can buy a house in Burnley for 52,000.
You could. Now you can't.
No, you can't.
You can still-ish. Okay, we'll come to that.
Okay.
So I put in the two offers. Again, first time, terrified. And the same day, the agent got back to me, darling, they've been accepted.
And how did you feel?
Panic. What have I done now? I can't do this. Gone way over my head. Now I'm thinking, stupid little house. Wait, you can do it.
Sorry to interrupt. Did you have the money to buy it?
Half.
Half, okay.
Half to buy one house, but not to buy two. So I sold one as a deal.
Okay.
So I went through the process, but I still, it took me 18 months to say confidently, I am a property investor. Couldn't say it. You know how Sammy always says, say you're a property investor, but no, I'm not. It took me 18 months. It took 8 months to get that little house over the line.
It's so long, isn't it?
Mad.
Oh, it's painfully long.
Mad. And yeah. I almost didn't get it because the roof was in like a really bad state.
Okay.
And that, thank God I got it over the line. And then I found out there's a tenant in situ. I knew there was, but I told the agent, solicitor, I told them both, get the tenant out. But I didn't put it in writing.
Oh, see? Tatiana would be very disappointed with you.
And so it was about 3 days before we were going to complete, and I get a call from the solicitor. You are aware the tenant is in situ. I said, oh. Well, first of all, I didn't use her again for the next house. Mm-hmm. And then I just called the agent and I said, no, I'm not buying the house. Then I called Sue. And she goes, you what? For 8 months, you've been talking about this house and you're not buying it because of a tenant. I said, yeah. She goes, well, if you could buy a house for that house for $1,500, wouldn't you buy it? Even if you have a tenant. I said, oh, if you put it that way. Ouch. Yeah, it's too late now. So she helped me out with a plan. That same day, I went up to Burnley. I popped in the agent. I ate humble pie. I said, I made a bit of a mistake. Is it still around? She goes, yep. Phew. So you have to make sure to have the sense to ask advice.
Yes.
At the right time. You have to eat humble pie. Mm-hmm. You have to go through the shame. Okay. Keep your goal in mind. So I got the house and then I got the tenant. So I gave her a chance and I did the kitchen refurb, the bathroom refurb, but then I couldn't paint the walls or do the floor because she had so much stuff. So with the help from all the team, you know, I gave her notice and she stopped paying me rent. So I lost about £1,000, which is not, I mean, she only paid me £400 a month, not bad, but still I didn't. Then I was terrified because what if she hasn't left on the date? So it was in May, the end of May. I arranged with my new painter, a lady, that I'll meet her at the house and hopefully it's empty to show her the job. And I got my keys out. I knocked on my door. I was so scared. What if she hasn't left? What if she hasn't left? I opened the door and she'd gone.
Ooh.
I was so excited. I gave Jane a massive hug.
Yeah.
And then I looked around the place and I saw she left a lot of stuff behind.
She left her own belongings behind?
Yeah.
Nice stuff or not nice stuff?
Rubbish. 2.5 skip loads.
Oh, man.
So another grand gone.
Okay, okay. It's part of the process, right?
Still worth it. One silly little house. Yeah.
Lots of lessons learned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then Jane did the painting and then I went off to Israel for my son's bar mitzvah. That was the start of June.
This year?
Yep, a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And then, as you know, we got stuck there because of the war.
Yeah.
And not very pleasant to be in a war zone with missiles flying over your head. But as I was there, I was talking to Jane. I got all the bills moved over to my name. I remember one day calling all sorts of people and it's amazing. You can do this business wherever you are, even in a war zone. It's fine. Then we got back and Jane had done the painting, but I was in no state to go and stage it because I had been through a huge amount of stress. My husband and me and my boys were there for 12 days and we ended up staying about 16 days. So it wasn't that long, but we had to get out and it was a whole story of myself. And for 2 weeks, I was functioning, but I was like, I couldn't function. I couldn't think of staging. I couldn't think of anything. And I had sense before I left to Israel to book a lovely lady, Louise Felton.
Love Louise.
I paid her to give me a clear, how do you want to call it? List with exact links of what to buy to stage my house. And we had a call where she asked me very clear questions about my style and who I want to cater it to. And I gave her tons of information. I filmed the whole place. I gave her the room sizes. And she did such a smashing job. You can't imagine.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even open the Excel spreadsheet for 2 weeks. I couldn't think. Mm. But when I started to think, it was so easy. Just clicked on all the links and she was there to help me.
Wow.
Took me 2 weeks. And by that time, my boys were totally on board. My husband is now totally on board. They came up to Burnley lots of times to help me stage. And now I've got a template for the next property and it pops, because the Burnley essays, if you just look on Airbnb, are usually, they're nice, but mine is...
I saw yours.
Brilliant. Oh,
it's thanks so to Louise. Well done.
It's Louise. And I hung up all my own paintings in the house because I'm an artist and I hung up prints of my paintings. So it's like uniquely mine.
Yes.
So I know that I'll get better tenants, better guests. They'll just be attracted to it.
And when guests book a really nice space, they take better care of it. So it's so good because then your guests will take good care of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then listen to this. I put it live on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Nothing doing.
What, the Tuesday that just passed?
Now, yeah, yeah.
What? 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Okay, nothing doing. And you know what? You can be sold on the whole idea of properties and rent-to-rents and Airbnbs, but till you see a booking, till you see the money in the bank, there's all that doubt, you know.
Your breath is like,
will it work?
You're like waiting.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, and I keep thinking the whole time, well, if I don't manage to, you know, succeed on this path, I can always do an AST. I can always rent it to doctors and nurses. Always thinking about that.
Exit strategies. Yeah.
Then Wednesday, I put down the price and I had 2 mentor calls because with the numbers, you know, me and numbers are not best friends. But now actually they are best friends. They helped me work out what price to put it down to. 2 hours later, I got my first booking.
Great.
Like, whoa. Then I got a second booking.
Uh-huh.
Whoa. And then I had a call in the evening with Anthony. And I said, Anthony, you know what? I had planned to ask you, what do I do if this doesn't work out? And maybe I've wasted my time. I really was going to plan. I was like, and now got a booking.
Yeah.
And that evening, last night,
mm-hmm.
I went with my son to Burnley.
Mm-hmm.
And I just printed on like a Word document. Hi, I'm Fagie. I've got a house in the area, Airbnb, comfortable. It's far better than that crap that you're staying in. You know, like, I said it very nicely, but you know, come on. And that last night, a guy called me up. He wants a 13-week booking.
13 weeks. Wow, Fagie, good for you.
So what I did was, I was clever and I said, hi, yes, I will do the numbers or whatever I said and I'll give you a call back today. Later on today, I'm going to call him back.
Mm-hmm.
And I quickly booked 2 mentor calls for that afternoon because I'm not sure. I just have to make sure I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
Because you can learn and do the training, but you just have to do it. No. So it works, darling.
Wow.
Burnley's popping.
Burnley's the place.
And you know what? I did my homework, did all the right things, the due diligence, going to the agents, popping into the, what's it called again? Hotels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It works. Seeing where they're doing building in Burnley, but you still doubt yourself until you see clear evidence. And last night, I went up to the car park, Premier Inn car park,
mm-hmm.
and I see they're building on the side. I said, what are they building? They're extending Premier Inn, if you don't mind. Right,
I'm on so it. Funny.
I'm onto something. Right, now I know I'm right.
This is your patch. This is your domain.
And I've got now 4 houses, offers accepted. 4
accepted. Are you going to buy them all?
Of course. Of course I am.
Where are you going to get the money?
Don't know how.
Okay.
I'm going to raise finance.
There you
go. That is one thing I learned from that first deal that I told you that I had two houses on the same street accepted. So at that time, I only had money for half a house.
Yeah.
But by the time 8 months came round, I had money for two.
Yeah.
But I didn't know at the time.
Right.
So you have to think ahead. Yeah. Always think ahead.
Yeah.
So I'll find the money. And if I don't find it, I'll sell it as a deal. Yeah. Or I don't know what I'll do.
Yeah.
Just get on with it. So the first house took me 18 months. 18 months. Mm. The next one will take me three. It'll take me 6 weeks. Get on with it, girl. Get on. I've got a, you know, stamp. Rinse, repeat. Rinse, repeat. And it works. And it's boring now. And it's easy.
Can we talk about the numbers for that, the house that you've just completed then?
Yeah,
so you bought it for 52 something?
52,500.
52,500. And did you negotiate that down?
It was on for, one house was on for 65. Mm-hmm. The other one was on for 69. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this, but there's someone in the program. I don't think she wants her name to mention.
Okay.
The house that I bought was her childhood family home, if you don't mind.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And last Friday, we met, was it Monday? Uh-huh. Monday, we met, not this week, at the house because I told her that when it's finished, yeah, I'll show you around. She couldn't believe it. Mm. She couldn't believe it. And she told me that that house on that same street that I got for the same price, she went to see it about 3 years ago and it was on for 75.
Mm.
But at that time, it was a buyer's market.
So yeah.
It went all the way down.
Yeah. And then you put in how much refurb?
Roughly 20K.
20K?
With the legals, 25.
And did you do like full back to brick? Or,
nah. Yeah,
just like kitchen, aesthetics?
Bathroom, painted it really well. It pops. Got it done, staged to a really nice level. Mm-hmm. And the roof had to be done. There were bits and pieces, you know, unforeseen stuff, which always happens. So
right.
25 all in.
25 and then all
I'm
in.
Going, I'm going, I've got the guy going in tomorrow who's mm-hmm. going to revalue it. Mm-hmm. We are anticipating 84, I think 950.
Okay.
I'm going to be able to pull out, I think, 67,500.
Great.
So I'll leave in the deal roughly 7,500.
Okay.
And I can make that back in less than 6 months from the money from the Airbnb. So Sue has told me that that is a unicorn deal.
Yeah. What is that? 200% ROI. Well, that is a unicorn deal, right?
But you know what? At the time you think, I thought, is it a good deal? Is it not a good deal? You know, it's a good enough deal. And then with time, the deal gets better, right? Mm. So my guidance to anyone who is watching this is don't just, you know, jump into things. No. But don't stop overthinking and get the first deal over the line.
Yes.
Learn the process. Now yes. I know the numbers back to front. I've got a very good power team, lady builder, lady painter. I've got people who I can use. And yeah. Now I'm like, rinse, repeat. And I was a bit nervous because Burnley, not the best sort of ish area where my you know houses are because it's cheap, right? Mm. So I was careful. I'm not buying in the worst area. Mm-hmm. I know where the worst area is. I'm buying in the okay-ish quiet area. Okay. Mm-hmm. I knocked on to the two houses next to my house. I called the neighbors in to see what I'm doing.
Oh, I love that.
And I can see now what I'm doing. I'm raising the standard in Burnley.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And people are going to follow me. You'd better. People are going to follow me because there's plenty of business. The houses in Burnley don't really go up much in value. So this one really went up a lot. The others, they might not. I don't know.
Over time, they will.
Over time. But they're good cash flow.
That's
and
it.
I want a passive income. Remember back to my story.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a passive income that is going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. Because when I first got this house, I said, right, now we'll go on to the next big deal. And I thought, well, let me go and buy a house that I can do up and turn into a 6-bed HMO. Where can I do that? Liverpool. And I had a bunch of mentor calls and yeah, I did the numbers and I went to a few houses and I did really well. But then I can't remember what, but something must have happened. Maybe some thought or I don't know what happened. That yeah, I spoke to Sue, of course. And she says, Figgy, I don't know why people like just like... Because she talks to me very clearly because I always have calls with her so she can be more open with me. Mm. You know, people start off with a method and it works. And then they jump on to the next thing and stick to it.
Yeah.
I said, no. Yeah, you're right again. So I want to have a bunch of houses in Burnley, as long as the good cash flow and I can put up the money within 2 years. And then once I get a nice amount, not like 100, I don't know how many, 5, 10, I don't know, then I'll do the next jump.
Mm.
But this method has to be so boring and so easy that I can do it in my sleep.
Right.
Then we'll do the next thing. And I still don't know how I'll fund it. So if there's anyone who's got some money lying in the bank and like lying around and they, you know, haven't got the time, I'm happy to have a chat. Investments, right, okay. I don't know how I'll get the money, but God will help.
Yeah. I mean, you clearly have your patch. You have your strategy.
Yeah.
You've gone through the motions. You're taking your money out. You're going to be able to do that again and again and again.
Yeah.
Love, Sue, that she said, stick with it. Be the expert of that before you move on to the next one.
Right? Yeah. My micro niche.
Micro niche.
Ah, you asked me about Elijah, right? Back to Elijah.
Oh, yeah. So tell me about Elijah. So
okay.
You helped with the financial freedom challenge.
You could say that. Funny you say that. I didn't think I was
helping. How did that happen?
Yeah, that's really interesting how that happened. So because of my ADHD, I need to simplify everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I massively simplified my method. So buy a small house, do it up, you know, all that. And also have a very small patch so I can keep my focus.
Yeah.
So I had booked the mentor calls, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone knew that Fagie's patch is Burnley because I did posts and I was on the masterminds and all that.
Yeah.
And then I get a call one day on Monday afternoon about 1 o'clock from, you know,
Elijah.
Elijah. And I had
And for anybody who doesn't know who Elijah is.
Oh, yeah, right.
Elijah is the winner of the 2024 eviction right. with Samuel Eads and Elijah Ramsey. And just what a sweetheart. So hardworking. So Elijah calls you.
Yep. And I said, hi, how are you doing? You know, and then he said, oh, he said to me that he is going to come up north this week to Burnley. He's got some cash and he wants to buy a house quick. Could I find him some houses to view? That was Monday. I said, when? Like Tuesday. Okay. a bit soon, you know. Okay. Why is Elijah coming up to Burnley? But I knew Elijah. I thought, okay, let's do that. Within half an hour, I had 3 properties booked. And here I was thinking, Figgy, girl, the last week you couldn't get 1 viewing booked because I was going round in my head, round and around and around. And here within half an hour, you got 3 booked for Elijah. What's going on? Then that evening, I was in my kitchen cooking dinner and I see a ping on my phone and I see a photo from him. He's in the car with Samuel.
Mm.
And he sends me a message. Hi, Samuel and me are coming up to Burnley. We'll see you tomorrow at the properties. I said, what? Oh, and then it clicked because I didn't realize that Samuel was doing the financial freedom challenge with him.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't following everything. You know.
Yeah.
So the next morning I left the house really early. I got to Burnley very early and I made a whole bunch of calls. Again, that is a ADHD method, rather than making the calls at home and then going in the car, driving up and being nervous that I'll get there a bit near to the time. I left really early. I parked up in Aldi and I made the calls.
Mm-hmm.
Calm as a cuke. I got three or four more viewings. I can't remember. Some of them were rubbish. They were really rubbish. You know, I just got them.
Yeah.
And then the house that he bought that he found together with, you know, Samuel, I actually almost got it, but I had talked to that same agent, but then Samuel got it from her. I thought, okay, I was nearly there.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 minute, Elijah. Yeah. So I went around in Samuel's gorgeous car around Burnley, the streets of Burnley, and his car was so big, it almost didn't fit in some of the streets. I was laughing my head off. And one thing I learned from being with him for 3 hours was like, learning from the pro is priceless.
Yeah.
Till then, every time I went to view a house, I used to book a mentor call and do the numbers. A week later, maybe put in an offer. And then I saw how he, on the spot, put in the offers. I said, oh, okay, that's how you do it. Because I learned through doing.
Yeah.
Being in the room. From then on, bam.
Nice.
And I had a hunch. I had a feeling that if you buy a house and you rent it out just as an AST in Burnley, you can still make good money. I had booked some calls with a team, the mentors. Sam is always saying about Airbnb and rent to rent and all the high end. But Samuel could not believe you can still make good money from an AST in Burnley.
Well, if you're buying them for 50 grand, right?
Yeah.
I mean, buy low, rent high. It's like so, property 101.
Yeah, that's an exit strategy still. But you know what? The last 6 months, three months, I've seen the numbers from properties go up before my eyes.
Oh, wow.
So I've got two offers accepted, 61,500 and 58,500. Mm-hmm. And the houses don't need much work living. That's my sweet spot.
Mm.
But that's high. And now you won't find a house for that price, wow. for that condition on that street. You
mm-hmm.
won't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day in the future when things go down, but they won't. Mm. You won't find. So just grab onto it. Grab mm-hmm. onto it.
Mm-hmm.
First, get on.
Get on. All right. Can we talk about the inner circle a little bit?
Yes.
Yes.
I love the inner circle.
And everybody loves you, Faggy.
Oh, thank you.
You're so well known in the academy.
Thank
and
you.
I think that comes down to you being vulnerable, sharing your
yeah.
experience
yeah.
and helping.
Yeah.
And so everybody sees you, masterminds on stage at the dinners, like you're always there. And then easily stepping into the inner
yeah.
circle role.
But you know what? It's not easy for me to do that. People think, oh, it's a breeze. It's okay for her. Every time I doubt myself because of the ADHD in my head,
yeah,
imposter syndrome,
yeah.
perfectionism, overthinking, creative brain,
mm-hmm.
should I do it? Should I not go? Should I go on stage? But I talk rubbish. I'll say things botched up. I'll muddle my words. I'll say all the wrong things. Faggy, you do it. Because I always believe success is the action. Results come from God.
Mm.
You do your thing, girl.
Yeah.
Get on.
Get on. And you know what's really funny? So as I was reviewing our check-in notes, remember I used to call and say,
oh, yeah?
Hey, Faggy, how's it going? It's Patricia, just checking in. And one of the earlier notes that I have.
What did you write?
You said that you don't like networking. Isn't that ironic? And here you are, the group leader for one of the biggest inner circles, one of the longest running inner circles.
True.
You're actually the first inner circle listed in all of the lists from Tony's day. And that means you probably were the first registered inner circle. Manchester
yeah.
is at the very top.
Okay. So
before Birmingham, before
really?
London Stratford,
ooh, wow,
Manchester. So you stepped into the role.
Yeah. September last year.
Was that what you expected, or?
I'll tell you what, the guy that ran it stepped down
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't really anyone stepping in. I said, you know what? I need to be able to be held accountable because I'm a mum, got five children, three boys at home, living with me at home still. It's not easy to get out. They don't like it when I go out, you know, all that mum stuff. I need to be able to be held accountable. Darlings, kids, I have to go. Toodaloo, I have to go. That's it. And I also wanted to help.
Yeah.
The
you can tell.
Academy. So the first few months I was alone. I ran it alone.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. And that's what I do. I just step up and I just do my best.
Yeah.
And then I got a lovely team of people.
Yeah. You're a team of four, which team, is,
yeah.
they're all strong players.
Brilliant. They
yeah.
are so good. We each have our own strength. They're brilliant. Mm. And then I said, let me go to one other inner circle. So I go to one other one, Liverpool one, 2 weeks later. So every 2 weeks, and that's my only networking.
Yeah.
And then now I go around the UK, driving anywhere in the UK, Bournemouth,
like
Reading, anywhere you want.
Yeah.
And I share my story because I think it's really important. It's to share this story with everyone, especially mums.
Yep.
Especially mums who are not that young, you know, like my sort of age, middle age-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Having going on a different path and knowing that we don't have much time and that pressure, that anxiety, which I didn't show it, but I definitely felt it for 18 months, every day waking up. What have you done? Faggy, just do it. What have you done? Just do it.
And so here you are. You've successfully purchased your first investment property. You've got four offers accepted.
Two more in the pipeline after that.
Two more in the pipeline after
Three
that.
Three more, actually. Yeah. And I've only got one agent, one in Burnley that passes me deals.
Oh,
one. He's passed me all the deals.
Great.
You need only one, darling.
It's true. You need only one. And that one is just around the corner. It's either your next phone call, your next networking event, your next social media post, right?
Yep.
They're just exactly. around the corner. Good. All right. So as one of our veteran associate members, what kind of advice would you give somebody starting off?
Good question. So as one of your veterans, that's a nice way of putting it, battle-weary and battle-scarred and coming out stronger for it.
That's right.
I would say book your mentor calls. And I see this a lot with new people. They either think they know it all and they make loads of mistakes, as you know, or they are so ashamed, or they don't have questions and they don't know what to ask. And I say, just book those calls. And I tell them, if you don't have a question, sometimes I write on the form, I don't have a question now, but I will have one by the time I speak to you. I write something quirky, you know.
Yes.
And you'll have a question, or you ask them, what are you doing today?
Yes.
What are you doing now? Learn from them. Yeah. And by now, I'm friends with all the mentors.
Yeah. Yeah. You've built some very strong relationships. Trust and respect, yeah. right?
Samuel is, I can't thank him enough for what he's doing. I really cannot.
Yeah. If anybody wanted to reach out to Faggy, how would they do it? Instagram?
Instagram, Faggy Lieberman, my coaching business, adhdwithfaggy.co.uk.
Uh-huh. So we'll see you on Instagram. And if they wanted to come see you at one of your inner circles, you'll send them a guest pass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Faggy.
Thank you for having me.
I'll see you later on. And I really, really enjoyed this. So thanks very much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.